We're going to go now to our lesson in the 16th chapter of Revelation. Sometimes when we're having communion, I think it's more appropriate to talk about Jesus' death like we did last week. But now we're going to go back, and you know there are 22 chapters in Revelation, so we're kind of getting there, aren't we? So we'll be trusting the Lord about what else we are going to teach. But it's so important for us to know what is going to happen in this world. And so in this chapter, we're going to see the wrath of God poured out. And this will be after all of the church, all of the people who know Jesus will already be in heaven. Now, as far as the church, we're living in the church age. When the tribulation starts, it will be like a hangover part. But the ones that are born again on the earth during, there will be earth dwellers and will live here during the millennial reign of Christ. And the different ones of the church we've already had will be taken to heaven in different groups. We found that out. We call them ranks. And so this now is talking about the time when the Antichrist is in full bloom. He comes into he died in the scripture. It says he dies, and then he's raised from the dead, and he comes back with the power of the devil so in him that he's causing all kinds of havoc, causing the people to have the mark of the beast or else they'll be killed, and many, many Christians in that time will be killed. So we're going to begin reading now with the judgment of God. We could call this chapter God's Judgment on the Nations. And so let's read with verse 1. But before we do that, let's ask the Lord to bless us with understanding, okay? Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy to us. We thank you for our service, Father, that we've had this morning thus far, our worship of the Lord, Father, the special songs that were a blessing to us. And we're believing you, dear God, that you will just work in our lives and give us your strength and your help, Lord, as we study this chapter that would really mean something to us, Father. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, Father. And I again stress to you, you will not be here at this time. You will not be here when this 16th chapter is taking place. Now let's read. I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now we see the temple is not talking about the natural temple. Israel will have built a natural temple that the Antichrist will take over and put his image inside of that. That's what the scripture says right in this book of Revelation. But this temple it's talking about is the temple in heaven. From the temple in heaven, the Lord God will speak and send forth these seven. And we know that the word angels mean messengers, so we don't know whether this is literally angels that we all think of, or if it is God's messengers, maybe even the overcomers that are putting forth these judgments upon the earth. Remember how vile it will be at that point. The Antichrist's believers and followers will have taken the mark of the beast on their body, either on their hand or their forehead, and they will all be worshiping Antichrist as if he's God. And God is going to bring judgment upon them for that, for all the other vile things they've done without receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so this temple that is speaking about is in heaven. It's also mentioned before when we've read the scripture up so far, chapter 15, verse 6. The seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. So see the temple, verse 8. The temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Speaking of in heaven with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Going on then, we see there that he says to these seven messengers, angels, whatever they are, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And so the word vials also, we think of a vial like a test tube or something, you know, that's really slender and very small. But the word is actually bowls. Pour out your bowls. It's bowls of wrath that God is going to have. Now, again, I say to you children that are born again, you adults that are born again, you will not be here at this point of time. Praise the Lord. We're already going to be in heaven, all the ranks of the church. We saw in the 11th chapter, the third rank of the believers of the 144,000 were seen in heaven. So anyway, notice that a great voice speaks out. And no doubt this is the voice of the Lord that is speaking right here. Praise the Lord. There is a scripture in Isaiah 1:4 that says, Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evil doers, children that are corrupt, corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. That's what that verse says there in Isaiah 1. And so at this point in time, God has every right to bring forth this bowls of wrath, these vials, it's called here, of wrath. And these are calamities that are going to be on the earth, different kinds of calamities. And it's a foretaste of the great wrath of God when he comes back in power and he destroys the armies that are there in the Battle of Armageddon, going to fight against him and all of that. So these are calamities that are going to happen on the earth. And as the wickedness increases, the wrath of God will increase. And there'll be incurable diseases, there'll be horrible plagues, and all kinds of things happening, famines, and that tribulation time. Be just so thankful to the Lord you're not going to be here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, for giving us the truth of the Word of God so that we know we're going to be in heaven with the Lord. On chapter 5, verse 1, it says there, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. See, so that's what we're seeing now in chapter 16, these seven plagues, okay? Praise the Lord. Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his bowl, his vial, his bowl, upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worship his image. It's going to be horrible, isn't it? They're going to be paid back for their denial of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to experience terrible pain and suffering because of how they have turned against God and are worshiping the Antichrist and worshiping the false prophet and the big old idol that the Antichrist will have put up in the temple there in Jerusalem. Verse 3, the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea. Now the first one poured his out on the earth. And as we study prophecy, when it says the earth, it's usually speaking of Jews. They are God's earthly people. And then when it speaks of the sea in verse 3, it usually is speaking of the other people of the earth who are not classified as God's chosen people, the Gentiles, those who have taken the mark of the beast. As it says right there in verse 2, it will be upon those that have the mark of the beast. So whether they're Jew or Gentile, they're going to suffer a lot of the things from their decision to not follow God. And notice it says, and it became as the blood of a dead man, the sea. And, of course, we think of the natural seas, too. Can you imagine the sea becoming blood? And all of the things we're going to read here are disasters that are going to happen to this earth because of the unbelief of those people who do not know Christ and who are refusing and who are following the Antichrist and persecuting the Christians that are left here. And it says, and it became as a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. So it's going to be a bad time, isn't it? In Jeremiah, this is a scripture that I wrote down. It says, take the wine cups of this fury at my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. So that's going to happen. And it says, arise shall come even, and noise, pardon me, it's hard for me to read my own writing. And noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. So even in the Old Testament, the prophecy, and that's just one, you know, Jeremiah, Daniel, a lot of the others, Isaiah, brought many, many prophecies about the end time and what would take place as far as the judgments of God. And so, going to verse 4, the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. In the Old Testament, remember in the time of Moses when he was sent down to Egypt, and Pharaoh would not listen and would not send the children of Israel out free, God told Moses to smite the water. And he did, and it became blood. And it was quite scary for all the Egyptian people because they knew that there was something supernatural. And so God is going to allow that to happen in the tribulation time. And again, I say to you, be glad if you know Jesus as your Savior. Be glad that you know the Lord and that his coming is very near for those that are overcoming, because you're not going to be here. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Praise the Lord. I heard the angel in verse 5, I heard the angel of the messenger of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. See, we won't have any room, there won't be anyone there, a believer, who says, God, you're not just in this. You need to let these people have more time. You need to let them have more chances. Do you know that our Lord Jesus and God the Father are so just that they repeatedly let people have chances to believe in the Lord? They just keep dealing with people. They just keep on speaking to them. And until a certain point comes, sometimes that person just rejects to the point God just kind of says, okay. And so that's why we need to pray for all people that don't know the Lord. Praise the Lord. Each time we read something more here, we're going to see the horribleness of the later part of the tribulation time, the 7 years, that last 3.5 years are going to be very, very hard and bad. And notice in the Lord in verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Now later, or before this, we read this, that the Antichrist, and I mentioned it a while ago, if you don't have the mark of the Antichrist on your body and you're not worshiping him, then they will know that something's wrong with you, like you're a Christian, that you won't be here. Thank you, Lord. But the Christians that are alive there will be beheaded. They'll be persecuted. The Lord will protect some of them. We read back in chapter 14 about how some of them will flee and go out in the desert from Israel. They'll go out in the desert and the Lord will protect them. See, God will do all of these things. But some of them will die. And the Antichrist's way is a guillotine to chop off the heads of the Christians. Our Lord sees it all. And is he ever going to punish them badly? You know, they go to the lake of fire before the devil does. Do you know that? It's found in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation. The Lord, when he comes back in his power at the end of the tribulation, set all things right. He's going to just lay hold of the old Antichrist and the false prophet and just throw them in the lake of fire right then. The devil gets put in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years and then thrown into the lake of fire. You can see they're going to get their choice. They're due, aren't they? They're going to be paid back on the evil and the things that they do that are against the Lord and his people. Praise the Lord. So, going on. Let's go on now to verse 7. I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." So, the angel, it says in verse 5, the messenger of the waters said, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, was, and shall be, because thou hast judged thus." And then verse 7, I heard another out of the altar say, this is the altar in heaven, speaks of the altar of incense, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are the judgments, are thy judgments." Verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. So here again, the hardened heart of the unbelievers that don't want God, they don't want Jesus. Even when the tribulation is so bad that they know there has to be a greater power that's doing this, that's allowing this, they will just blaspheme the name of God. It will mean nothing at all. So they're going to go through terrible, terrible trials. God is going to allow it because he says, which hath the power over these plagues. So there's going to be all kinds of plagues and sorrows that they will suffer. And again, for our children's sake, you are a believer in Jesus Christ. So you're going to go to heaven one of these days. Hallelujah. But this will happen upon the earth. Verse 10, the fifth angel poured out his vial or his bowl upon the seat or the throne of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. So we don't know exactly. Some people think the seat of the beast is going to be the old situation where Babylon was. It doesn't say that in the Bible, so I don't believe that. But anyway, it seems like that since he's going to have his idol in the temple in Jerusalem, it may be that he will make Jerusalem be his place to rule. If you think something different, you can sure talk to me after the meeting. The fifth angel pours out his bowl on this throne of the beast. This old evil man, the beast, the Antichrist, he's called. He's an evil, evil deceiver. And he has died once. He was killed once during the tribulation. And then he rises from the dead out of hell with all the power of the devil in him. Isn't that something? We've already studied those chapters. It's something else, isn't it? Praise the Lord. He blasphemes the name of God, which has the power over these plagues, and he repented not to give him glory. He's rejected Christ totally. He had already, and that's his thing. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their teeth for pain. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. So no matter what God did to jolt them, to make them think, you see, they've come to that place of irretrievable. It's not, they cannot be saved. They've rejected the Son of God. They are killing the believers at this time that will be living here on the earth. They are against God, and he's going to punish them. Doesn't matter how loud they yell and how much they go through, but they repent not. of their deeds, of the bad things they have done. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Now, if you think on a map, go north of Israel, and the Lord is going to plug up that river Euphrates, and so that the people, the armies from the north, can come down. What does that mean? The armies from the east. Do you know what China has done already? They've built a highway that's coming on across. They're being allowed to do that, build a highway that's paved that comes on across. So the people from the east could represent those people from Russia or from China, and they will have a way to come. And when they come to the Euphrates River, the river will just be dried up in front of them so that they can come on down. Now, why? Why would God allow that? Because the scripture says there's going to be a great battle of Armageddon down in Israel, just north of Jerusalem, in the great, big, huge area that is an open place. My dear brother Ralph got to go there and stand out in the middle of that place, worship and praise the Lord that one day there was going to be judgment come upon the wicked of this earth and the things that they would be promoted to do in their minds. And so the kings of the east will come there. And so that's just a little thing that the Lord allows, is that river to be closed. Verse 13, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. Now here we see the old dragon. He's the devil. That's what he's called here. We've had that word before. And the old devil, unclean spirits, evil spirits will come out of him. And it says, and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. The beast, the Antichrist, he's full of the devil. And the false prophet are full of the devil. And when they speak, the demons just come out of their bodies. And they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. So we said in verse 12 that the people that live way over there and need to come down across to the battle, God is going to open that way for them. And then these evil spirits will stir up these people just to come on into this great battle. We call it the Battle of Armageddon. Verse 15, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest we walk naked and they see his shame. Lest he walk naked and see his shame. He adds this warning in here that as we're studying, just to be in warning, to realize that Jesus Christ is going to come, the scripture says, is a thief in the night. We won't get a like today, maybe sometime, we'll hear a trumpet sound and the Lord will say from heaven, now tonight about 6 o'clock, I'm going to come. See, that warning is never going to be given. And the warnings are already given in the Word of God. And he wants us to be ready for when he comes. And so he adds that there. That, behold, I've come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, and lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now, verse 16, he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. You know what that word means? The Mount of Slaughter. The Mount of Slaughter. That's where the end time situation is going to take place. Right there at that place. Praise the Lord. God is showing his sovereignty. Praise the Lord. He is the one that's orchestrating this gathering together of these evil people for them to be judged. The Antichrist will be there and all of his army and his following, and God will judge him. Verse 17, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, it is done. This is going to be the finish. It is done. God's judgment is poured out. We heard that same phrase when Jesus hung on the cross. He said, it is finished. The work of redemption was finished. And so that no matter who it is, whoever it is, can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again, have a new life in Christ. But at this point in time, it is done. God's judgment is poured out. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. We'll go into that later in a chapter. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. This will be the greatest earthquake that has ever happened in the earth. God will allow this because of their disobedience. He's taken his people that were going to be in heaven. He's taken them by this time. And the ones, the poor believers on the earth, are going to be great problems. But praise the Lord, they'll have the Lord to stand with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a verse in Psalm 145, 17 that says this, the Lord is righteous in all his way and holy in all his works. We can't say about the Lord Jesus or God, well, how awful that is for God to actually do that. Why? Because look how many thousand years he's given mankind the opportunity to believe. He just keeps giving them more chances, more chances, more chances to believe. I'm going to read this to you. This is a saying from Brother Copley's book. Brother Copley, some of you don't know who that is. That's a man that studied the Word of God years ago. I think he died pretty far back, probably about 1935 or 1940, I'm not sure. But I'll just read this to you. As there was a convulsion in the natural world when Christ was crucified because God turned his face in holy abhorrence from the face of his anointed, his beloved Son, for he was then made sin for us, so here all nature arises in tremendous triumphant agreement with God the Almighty in the visitations of his wrath. Even the earth will quake in such a great quake. It's going to be tremendous, and hail will fall down the weight of a talent. I looked that up, and they call it the common talent, a talent used in Romans time. It would be 129 pounds and 14 ounces, one hail, one piece of hail. 129 pounds and 14 ounces will fall from heaven. The judgment of God. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful? You're not going to be here. You're not going to be here in this place. Praise the Lord. You're going to be with the Lord. But we have a lot of people that don't know Jesus, don't we? There's a lot of people in this world that just hate God. There are people that's their thoughts, their government, everything, that just hate God. Don't believe in God, don't believe in Jesus Christ. And judgment's going to come. But we have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I feel it stronger and stronger and stronger that Jesus is going to come at any moment. I feel it. Just look around. look around in this United States, all the stuff that's going on all the time. Jesus is going to come. Praise the Lord.